Enter Founding Neverland. So hello, Vlad. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
For the people who don't know you, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Vlad. I'm the co-founder of Qubis. Qubis is a full-service communication agency based in Bucharest, Romania. It has started 16 years ago, and since then it has continuously increasing in terms of visibility, awards, and so on. So it's a very well-established independent agency on the market.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what is the vision of your agency and how has it evolved over time?
Well, when I started the company 15 years ago or 16 years ago, I really didn't have a business vision like any agency well-established would have. But I had in mind to create the perfect workplace in which I would work like forever. And for that, I would had established some guiding principles. One of that principles would have been that we don't take ourselves too seriously. And this has been since back then well established in the agency. Another principle was that we should be proud of our work and we should not compromise on quality, which is still available. Another one was that we really would select to work only for the clients that we believe that we add value to. And last but not least was the fact that we really want to forge long-term friendships within the agency. So not only be colleagues, but become friends, trust each other, because when you have a group of friends working together, the creative output is outstanding.
Sounds almost like the TV show Friends.
Yeah, well, it evolved a little bit. Obviously, the company grew a lot, mm-hmm. and now there's business objectives and everything else, but the core and the culture still remained and makes Qubis one of the greatest agencies on the local market.
Mm-hmm. It is said that the first year of a business is always the most defining one, the one that shapes the narrative and what a company stands for. You just said you didn't have a very clear vision in the beginning, but still, what was year one like?
Well, it was tough. First, because we started in 2008 and that was an economic crisis mm-hmm. all over the world. So nobody gave us a chance when we started on the local market. I was 25 years old, so I didn't had too much leadership or management experience. But at the end of the day, we really had a cutting edge advantage because we started as a full service digital agency. Where on the local market at that time, they were mainly traditional agencies. So we hired digital natives, we only offered digital services. And for most of the clients that were really using nice artwork, for us coming in with real KPIs, with tangible results, with digital experience, it was very interesting to work with. So we kind of like rolled the trend and we got lucky on our way, mm-hmm. which is the perfect spot to be in when we have a startup.
Mm-hmm. And then how did the agency evolve over time?
So obviously, when you bring in good people and you have those strong values that I mentioned initially, good people bring in other good people, happy clients recommend you to other clients. So it was like a snowball effect. And the agency grew from actually a small team of 3 people to 65 people at its best. And now we are still one of the biggest independent agencies on the market in terms of volumes and employees.
Mm-hmm. Looking back, is there a project or decision that you would approach differently today?
Probably many. You know, I tend to consider that I did a lot of mistakes, but in the end, I only look in the future, and I do believe that the sum of our good and bad mistakes really forge us as a person and as a leader. And I don't regret anything. I just feel happy that I did those mistakes and they made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm. Was there a certain breakthrough moment in the development of the agency?
Yes. I think that after the first 3 years, which were great, we managed to win two major pitches to major clients on the local market. One was in telecom business and one was in beer. And actually, we are happy of having beer on board. And those clients actually stayed with us for 10 and 12 years. So mm-hmm. they were long, long active clients. And I remember that on one pitch, I was announced and the client really wanted to tell us face to face the decision. And after I got the decision, I went with the agency driver. We went and bought some cold champagne. And from the car, I was just writing everybody an email. Come in 10 minutes in the backyard. I have an announcement to say. And I showed up with 10 champagnes and everybody was like, wow, what's happening? And when I told them the news, everybody was happy, but also very concerned. Like, man, how can we scale this? We need to take over in just 1 month. Are you sure you want to do this? And I have to admit that I was scared inside me as well. But I thought, listen, this is it. You know, this is the train you need to go to scale. Otherwise, it will not work. And it just turned out just fine. And years later, they have been the anchor clients from which Cube is actually doubled or tripled in the next 2 or 3 years. So mm-hmm. yeah, that was the moment.
So you took a leap of faith.
Yes, a leap of faith. With champagne, yeah, it always helps. We have water here, so.
What would you say, what is it that makes your agency unique?
I wouldn't say that that's one single ingredient that makes us unique, but I think that there's a mix of things. First of all is that we have still passionate people about what they do and very curious and ready to become better in what they really like to do. Second is that we like to innovate and we pivoted the agency across years based on the market demands. So each year was different from the previous, so people really stayed engaged. And the third one is that we really chose the clients that we thought that we will add value to. Because I usually have a saying, every agency has the clients that it deserves. So we had the luxury of choosing our partners, and somehow those elements created a very nice culture that pushed Cubis forward.
Mm-hmm. Since you just mentioned this, not the best projects out there are the ones that are fun and make money, but mm-hmm. that's not always possible. How do you deal with that?
Well, we have the 3F principle. I don't know if you know the 3F principle.
No, please tell me.
The 3Fs are fun, fame, and fortune.
Uh-huh.
So fun, obviously, is to work on a cool project. Fame is that if a project maybe is not fun or maybe not profitable, it will bring us awards and recognition. And the fortune is obviously profitability. In every project, we tend to have at least 2 Fs. If we have a project with 3 Fs, it's great. So we never get a project with just 1 F.
Okay.
So yeah, fun, fame, and fortune. This is us.
That's a good measuring scale.
And very simple to keep.
Easy to remember. So how do you measure the success of your projects and your agency as a whole?
With the 3 Fs.
Mm-hmm.
So profitability comes from fortune, awards and recognition comes from fame, and obviously fun is having fun and having the lowest employee attrition as possible. So we really want to keep our people with us as much as possible. So this is how we survived all these years.
Mm-hmm. What would you say are the biggest drivers to keep your team motivated? You said it's about not taking yourself too seriously.
Not taking ourselves too seriously, fun, cool clients, innovating, pivoting, giving them something new to learn. Because at the end of the day, if you feed the curiosity out of a person, they will continue to stay and work. And also to train them as managers and future leaders, because at the end of the day, everybody wants to evolve. So as long as you keep a very dynamic culture into the company, people will stay. And when it's time for them to leave, it's good for them, but it's also good for the company, because you bring in new blood, you already have the mechanism to work, so everything should be fine.
Mm-hmm. And what advice would you give to someone who's looking to start an agency today in the year 2024?
Well, I told you that when we started, nobody gave us a chance, but our disruption was the fact that we knew digital. We are addressing the elephant in the room, which is the AI at the moment. And I strongly believe, after interacting with a lot of tools, that whoever comes on the market, even if it's a small team, but if they handle correctly the AI and a tech stack, very strong tech stack, they can outnumber any traditional agency or any well-established agency. So go in like a Trojan horse, master the AI space, and you'll have success for the next 2 or 3 years until everybody starts to learn it. So yeah, go with the AI.
You just made a battle plan for every new agency.
Yeah, I hope so.
So looking into the future, what goals would you like to accomplish next?
Well, obviously, on Cubis, we would like to expand the AI skills and go regional, because we have the manpower and the skills to do that. On a personal level, I started to mentor startup co-founders, because I really believe that it's time for me to give back something. I've started a new initiative. We are building the first video games museum in Romania, because I want to leave a mark to my children and to my fellow Romanians. And I also started a healthcare startup, which uses AI to extend humankind longevity. So that would be my next bet as a business, but also creating like a meaningful, impactful project for us all.
A legacy.
Yes, a legacy. Yeah. You know, after 40 years old, you tend to think, what's the legacy I'm leaving behind? So now I'm just working.
Starting early.
Yeah, starting early. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much, Vlad. And,
thank you.
Yeah, good luck with your legacy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Enter Founding Neverland. Enter Founding Neverland.
Cut.
Und wer hat's produziert? Das Pod. Deine Podcast-Agentur.